This is Danette Mann, and the self-compassion practice today is just like me. This practice is based on supporting you with self-compassion when you are experiencing shame. It is a practice that can be found in the book Walking Each Other Home, written in 2018, but modified to address shame. All right, let us begin. Please bring to mind a person that is difficult or challenging in your life. Perhaps even someone who makes you feel ashamed. Please consider letting this person be someone who is only moderately challenging, not someone that you really struggle with. Visualize the person that you choose clearly in your mind. As you think about this person, please consider the following phrases. I'll just read them one after the other, slowly, so that you can take in the words and notice the feeling that you have in response. This person has a body and a mind just like me. This person has feelings, emotions, and thoughts just like me. This person has experienced physical and emotional pain and suffering just like me. This person has at some time been sad, disappointed, angry, or hurt just like me. This person has felt unworthy or inadequate, just like me. This person worries and is frightened sometimes, just like me. This person will die, just like me. This person has longed for friendship, just like me. This person is learning about life, just like me. This person wants to be caring and kind to others, just like me. This person wants to be content with what life has given them, just like me. This person wishes to be free from pain and suffering, just like me. This person wishes to be safe and healthy, just like me. This person wishes to be happy, just like me. This person wishes to be loved just like me. Now allow wishes for this person's well-being to arise naturally, if that's possible. If not, just know that you are on the path by this practice that you have chosen to engage with. Some wishes that you might consider could include, I wish this person to have the strength, resources, and social support they need to navigate the difficulties in life with ease. I wish this person to be free from pain and suffering. I wish this person to be peaceful and happy. I wish this person to be loved because this person is a fellow human being just like me. Again, if these kind of wishes can arise, then saying them, repeating them can be helpful. If they do not, then it is not a problem. The time will come. Give yourself permission to be where you are right now and continue to have the intentional wish to get to the place where you can offer this person some wishes. That's the end of this practice. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.